This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has remained eternal for thousands of years because of its eternal ideas, philosophy and wisdom. Inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, India is the world's most ancient living civilization and the source of this timeless philosophy lies in the sages, seers, saints and acharyas of the country. He added that Acharya Vidyanand Muni is a modern beacon of this ancient Indian tradition. He also said Acharya Sri Vidyananji did not limit his life to mere spiritual practice, but made it a powerful medium for the reconstruction of society and culture.
जिस दिव्य आत्मा की वाणी को, उनके वचनों को हम जीवन भर गुरु वाक्य मानकर उनसे सीखते हैं, उनके बारे में कुछ भी बोलना हमें भावुक कर देता है। मैं अभी भी सोच रहा हूँ कि श्री विद्यानंद जी मुनिराज के बारे में बोलने की जगह काश हमें आज भी उन्हें सुनने का सौभाग्य मिलता। ऐसी महान विभूति की जीवन यात्रा को शब्दों में समेटना आसान नहीं है।
Mr. Modi said the nation must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. He said with this resolve at the core, the government is also developing country's cultural sites and pilgrimage places. The Prime Minister said the centre has granted classical language status to Prakrit and also running a campaign to digitise India's ancient manuscripts.
हम भारत की प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों को डिजिटाइज करने का अभियान भी चला रहे हैं। इसमें बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में जैन धर्म ग्रंथों और आचार्यों से जुड़ी पांडुलिपियां शामिल है। अब हम हायर एजुकेशन में भी मातृभाषा को बढ़ावा देते हैं। विकास और विरासत को एक साथ लेकर आगे बढ़ना है। इसी संकल्प को केंद्र में रखकर हम भारत के सांस्कृतिक स्थलों का, तीर्थ स्थानों का भी विकास कर रहे हैं।
Special postage stamp and commemorative coin was released on the occasion. The program marked the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao on his birth anniversary, recalling his pivotal role in shaping India's development. Mr. Modi said that the nation is grateful to P.V. Narasimha Rao for his effective leadership during a crucial phase of India's development trajectory. He added that his intellect, wisdom and scholarly nature are also widely admired. West Bengal police today arrested a security guard in the alleged gang rape case at a law college in Kolkata. He will be produced before the court today. Earlier, Kolkata police arrested three persons, including two current students and a former student. It is reported the accused are related to the ruling Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. The three accused have been remanded to police custody till Tuesday. The opposition parties have organized protest marches today in Kolkata over the incident. In another major development in West Asia, the Israeli army today said that a missile launched from Yemen towards its territory has been most likely successfully intercepted. In a social media post, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that sirens are sounding in southern Israel following projectile fire from Yemen. Thousands of Yemenis reportedly gathered in public squares across Houthi-controlled provinces yesterday to show their support for Gaza and Iran. Moreover, Israel has already threatened Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement if it continues to attack Israel. In Iran, state funeral ceremony was held today for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commanders, soldiers, nuclear scientists and civilians killed during the 12-day war with Israel. Thousands of mourners gathered at the Azadi Street in capital city of Tehran to attend the funeral of 60 Iranians killed during the war. In the AFIH Pro League 2024-25, Indian women's team will take on their Asian rivals China in a do-or-die double-header starting today in Berlin. And that is the end of this news bulletin.